This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. There is strong reaction from abortion advocates to a unanimous Supreme Court decision reinforcing First Amendment free speech rights at abortion clinics. A law banned specifically pro-life people from free speech at abortion clinics, and all 9 high court jurists agreed that law violated the First Amendment, saying that pro-life advocates, like any group, are clearly protected from such laws. Some pro-life advocates are adamant that McCullen v. Coakley may apply to other free speech court decisions. The freedom of Dr. Miriam Ibrahim has been restored again by the government of Sudan. At the time of this newscast, she is once again free, this time from charges that she fraudulently used her name, the Christian name she has used nearly all her life. The U.S. State Department is now involved, and it may be that fraud charges were merely one Sudanese group's attempt to retain control of Dr. Ibrahim, her American husband, and her children. This is Life News Radio. The difference between a choice and a decision. When there is a decision crying out to be made, it is no time for a petty choice. Sure, choice is a stamp of quality, often reflective of human dignity, but it is also something put on a piece of steak. From the Latin, de cadere, a decision cuts off some poor option and always opens the door to one of the greatest of human dignities, the ability to create a future. There is no future like lovingly choosing life. Decide and be pro-life. The well-established link between elective abortion and future, often fatal problems, continues to meet with unsupportable denial. Reproductive Research Audit is now beginning to document cases of abortion breast cancer censorship from within the medical community. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.